I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, our guest is Wayne Glocka, an English professor at Georgia College and State University.
He also chairs the new Words Committee of the American Dialect Society, which publishes the quarterly journal American Speech. Members of the society voted earlier this month for their 17th annual Word of the Year.
Word of the Year was Pluto, the verb, as in I've been Plutoed. There's quite a bit of surprise in most people's eyes when you tell them that Pluto is now a verb.
Now, how did Pluto become a verb? Tell us the story here.
Well, last year, the International Astronomical Union decided that Pluto did not have the qualifications it needed to be a planet like the other planets, and demoted it to something else. And so some clever person somewhere looked on this situation and said, well, Pluto's been Plutoed, and if I'm demoted or rejected or scorned, then I'm Plutoed too.
Now, it went against a phrase, climate canary. Tell us about that one.
Well, a climate canary is an organism or a species whose poor health or declining numbers hint at a larger environmental catastrophe on the horizon. The species cited was the polar bear. The polar bears hunt seals by walking around on Arctic floating ice in the Arctic Ocean. And as this ice breaks up, the polar bears find it very difficult to get out on the ocean in order to get the seals they need to eat.
And climate canary in the end was, I see, voted most useful. Now, under the Word of the Year nominees was the term surge, which is, of course, very much in the news now in terms of the president's move to increase the troops in Iraq. I'm surprised that in the runoff you had 57 votes for Pluto, 43 for climate canary, but only 4 for surge. Were you surprised by that result?
No. I mean, a lot of this has to do with the political leanings of the people who were there and their worldview. And a good number of these people live in urban areas and are very concerned about climate change. I mean, this is my own personal observation that people live in cities worry more about that kind of thing than people who live in the middle of a big forest the way I do. Surge, however, had a little bit of support at the beginning, but the problem with Surge is it showed up so late in the year. It didn't sound all that new to some people because, you know, we do talk about surge in statistics, surge in applications and things like that. And someone argued that the word is more likely to be more important in 2007 than in 2006.
Most of the time when we see it in the newspaper, it's in quotation marks. Can you explain why that is?
The general feeling is if you're against the surge, the general feeling is that the word is somehow marked, that it's a euphemism for something else ugly, like escalation, which is a Vietnam term, which actually was an attempt at a euphemism, too, to make the increase in troops sound better. So for a lot of people, the word still sounds like jargon from the Pentagon, or it sounds like sort of political manipulation. But if you're on the other side of the political spectrum, it doesn't sound that way to you, that it sounds like a perfectly normal way of talking. But I had a very interesting day with two sets of two reporters, one who didn't understand what the fuss was about, and the other who was very concerned about the surge and asked me question after question, almost like a prosecutor trying to get me to say things about surge that he wanted me to say. So the word is very loaded at the moment. I've been noticing in the last week or two that the Democrats in Congress have been using escalation. And I noticed that Bush avoided using surge when he even, you know, talked about in that special night. So
you're talking about in his speech explaining his plan.
Yeah. So it's a kind of a hot button word. And I imagine that editors feel uncomfortable with it, and so would put it in quotation marks.
Professor Wayne Glocka at Georgia College and State University and the head of the New Words Committee of the American Dialect Society.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. To find out more about American English, check out our website, voanews.com/wordmaster.
And our email address is word@voanews.com. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.